PSNI say they've broken up a major international money laundering operation being run out of Northern Ireland. Detectives in the north say about £215 million was laundered during an eight-year period from 2011, the second biggest money laundering operation ever uncovered in the UK. Six men and a woman have been arrested. Four of the men have been released on bail. It's not believed there is any paramilitary link to the money laundering operation. Here's PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Ian Wilson.
Detectives and financial investigators from the PSNI's Economic Crime Unit over the last 2 days have carried out 15 searches and effected 7 arrests into what is the largest investigation into high-end international money laundering that has been carried out in Northern Ireland. This criminal money is filtered through these fake companies as if they were trading as a legitimate company. But of course, there is no product to buy and no product to sell. Money laundering is a critical enabler for organised crime. The total amount of money that has been laundered in this particular investigation is £215 million. This investigation has been carried out with the cooperation and assistance of the Garda Economic Crime Bureau, the Garda Criminal Assets Bureau, the National Crime Agency, the National Economic Crime Centre, HMRC, Eurojust and Interpol.
Let's talk now to Alison Morris. She's security correspondent with the Irish News. Alison, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
This is over a quarter of a billion euro. Where did the money come from?
The money came in many cases from outside of Ireland altogether. It came from European crime gangs. Some of the money might even have came from the Middle East. A lot of it would have been people who were involved in criminality with local crime gangs, but maybe came from outside. So what we're talking is not paramilitary related criminality, but mainly when I had asked the police officer yesterday, he said he believed the majority of the money was the ill-gotten gains of the drugs trade, of prostitution, of people trafficking, of fuel smuggling, those sort of crimes.
And why launder to the north?
What happened was, I think, that they had managed to set up what was a quite simple operation, but one that was incredibly effective and had been working for quite a period of time. Obviously, they believed that these businesses weren't being scrutinised and weren't being properly looked at, and I suppose that that's something going forward the PSNI are going to have to look as to why the North was such an easy target. When you think about the actual process they were using, you know, this isn't some high-end, sophisticated, you know, internet criminality. Basically, what they were doing is they were getting people who lived in Northern Ireland who were below the radar, who either had no criminal record or wouldn't be someone who would be specifically on the police's radar. They were simply getting into company's house and registering a business and then going to a bank and opening a bank and business account. The business would never trade, so it would be something like, say, second-hand car sales, something that didn't require shopfront premises. And then the money was being paid into that bank account and was being paid out into another bank account belonging to another one of these shell companies, as the police call them. And that was maybe happening 3 or 4 times until the money was clean. The money could no longer be traced. It was washed, if you like. It was legitimate money. And then it would make its way back to the crime bosses who had originally sent this money in the first place. The chain of events that would have happened was the people who had set up the fake businesses and the fake bank accounts would have maybe been getting paid £1,000, £2,000 a month to do these banking transactions, and that had been going on probably since 2011.
And what did police say about how they found all this out?
Well, what usually would happen with something like this, they wouldn't go into specifics about how they did. They said they got a tip-off, but it would usually be that one person along the chain has obviously came to the attention of police and has came to the attention of HMRC, and they have then managed to, in turn, because this worked in a chain, because the businesses, the money was passed from one fake business to another, have managed to trace down the other businesses. This has been going on for 2 years, this investigation, and as you heard Sergeant Wilson say there yesterday, it involves police on both sides of the border, it involves the CAB, and it also involves the NCA, have been looking at the finances of these people. It is a huge operation, it's on an absolutely massive scale. And at this point in time, they have seized, you know, thousands of documents relating to these bank accounts. And the real question is, will they be able to trace it back to source? So it's great that they've broken up this network of people who were laundering the money for these criminals, but none of the actual criminals have been traced or arrested at this stage. The money laundering network has been disrupted, but the actual criminality that generated the money in the first place has yet to not been touched at this stage.
Alison, while we have you on, I know you're a close observer of politics in the North as well. Week two at Stormont and politicians have awarded themselves a pay increase already.
Which is interesting because part of the reason why the politicians were forced to go back into to Stormont and make a deal when for 3 years they were reluctant to compromise with each other was because of the nurses' pay and the fact that there was no pay parity for nurses in Northern Ireland. I'm going to say, in fairness to the politicians, there's an outside body that decides the assembly pay and what the assembly pay structure is, but they don't need to accept it. Last night, what we could see is a kickback, mainly at this stage from SDLP MLAs, who were saying they weren't accepting the £1,000, and most of them were saying that they would donate it every month to a mental health charity in their own local constituency. Mental health has been such a big issue since the start of the year. We've had a massive spike in suicides in Northern Ireland. And so that will put pressure, I think, on the other politicians to sort of follow along with that. But the optics of it are not good. 3 years off work on pay without doing any work, they're back 2 weeks and all of a sudden they have a pay raise when we know that those carrying out the public services, you know, in relation to the ambulance services, the nurses, police are looking extra pay, civil servants are saying that they haven't had a pay raise. All of these people are currently battling for a very small pot of money to get some pay parity, and yet the money managed to be found from somewhere to give the MLAs a pay increase.
Alison, thank you. That's Alison Morris, security correspondent at the Irish News.